Erevin Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes 1:9. And now the Mishnah will introduce us to the concept of lavud, as it applies to setting up mechitzas, partitions, and the guise by which it will teach us this principle is we're giving a second option for those people on the caravan to set up some kind of encampment on Shabbos that would allow them to carry within the encampment on Shabbos. So a basic reminder of the principle of lavud, how lavud works, is that it's a general principle that actually extends beyond the realm of just mechitzos. If you have any two things and the distance between them is less than 3 tefachim, so then we consider the two things to be contiguous and the space between them to be negligible. We just discount it as if it's not there. So if you're setting up a partition, a mechitza, and you need to have, let's say, vertically, you need to have 10 tefachim of height. So if you had, let's say, took belts and you wrapped them around, say, 4 posts to set off an area, and each belt was within 3 tefachim of the next, it would be as if those belts were a solid wall. And exactly that is what the Mishnah sets up here, that if you would take 4 posts to define the corners of where your camp's going to be, and you take 3 belts and you wrap them around those 4 posts in such a way that the distance between the ground and the first belt is less than 3 tefachim, and the first belt and the second is less than 3 tefachim, and the second and the third is less than 3 tefachim, provided that the belts are sufficiently thick that when you get to the top of the 3rd belt, you've now already reached a height of 10 tefachim. So then even though that all that sets your encampment off from the area around it is these 3 belts, we look at the belts as being contiguous because of lavud, and that being the case, you have a valid partition, a mechitza, and you could carry within the belted off area. That's the Mishnah has to say for itself, and here it says inside. Makifin shlosha chavalim, you can encircle your encampment, or square, and wrap it, with 3 ropes, zelamala mezeh, this one on top of the next, vezelamala mezeh, and this 3rd on top of the 2nd, uvilvad, provided that, shlo yehei bein chevel lachavero shlosha tefachim, provided that the distance between each of the 3 ropes is less than 3 tefachim. Shir chavalim v'avyan, and the amount of the ropes and their thickness, meaning all combined, yaser al tefach, will have to be in total more than 1 tefach, because if you have, let's call it, 2.9 tefachim between the ground and the first, and 2.9 between the first and the second, and 2.9 tefachim between the second and the third, they'll add up to 2.9 times 3, which is 8.7. And then that means you need to have 1.3 more tefachim to go, so you reach a total of 10. So the point is here, there's only to be at least 1.3 in total, in the example I give, in total width, so that kadei shiyehei hakol asar tefachim, so that in total, you've got a total of 10 tefachim when you reach the top of that 3rd band.